Caro, Lodi, California, May 12, 1908. Dr. Caro, Auckland. My brother. I was so sick after you took the children that for nights I was unable to sleep. Scene after scene was presented before me where falsehoods were being uttered by you. Satan worked upon your mind to do this wicked thing. I knew that he must have the control of your mind, and I knew that unless you changed your attitude, you were a lost man. I pray that you will come to see yourself as you are. We are all prisoners of hope. We need to study constantly the plan of salvation. God saw that after the fall, man had no power within himself that could keep him from sin, and provision was made whereby he could have help. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. One wonderful in counsel is our helper. The Son of God left the heavenly courts and gave his own life for the propitiation of sin, that all men might hear the message of deliverance from the bondage of sin. A voice is heard saying, "Whosoever will, let him come." Revelation 22, verse 17. John 7, verse 37. Christ clothed his divinity with humanity that he might say to every soul, "Flee to the stronghold, ye prisoner of hope. Turn not to human agencies, but to Christ. He is the hope of his people." The Son of God came to declare that although the agencies of evil had created rebellion in heaven, and sin had entered the universe of God, yet Christ and the Father would redeem the fallen race. Laying aside his kingly crown and royal robe, he gave himself to the human family to pass through test and trial, and to demonstrate to every son and daughter of Adam that it is possible through faith in him to resist the devices of Satan. Tempted in all points as man is tempted, Christ overcame through the power of divinity. He seeks to teach men and women that they may overcome through the same power. Dr. Caro, you need the great physician to deal with your case. Him you cannot contaminate with your falsehoods. You have acted like a man bereft of reason. God has no place in your plans. It was the cruelty born of insanity that caused you to frame the lies you have circulated regarding your wife. Before you can be truly wise, you must repent and be converted. Before you can be truly wise, you must realize your dependence upon God and learn to give up your unjust and cruel plans. To know oneself is to have great knowledge. The man who rightly estimates self will let the Lord mold and fashion him and discipline his mind. He will have an earnest desire to possess a firm trust in God, but this will not take the place of efforts for self-improvement. He who realizes his deficiencies will spare no pains to reach the highest possible standard of physical, mental, and moral excellence. No one who will be satisfied with a low standard should have the responsibility of the training of the youth. The true teacher will try by precept and example to win souls to Christ. He will receive the truth in the love of it, allowing it to cleanse his own heart and mold and fashion his character after the divine similitude. You, Dr. Caro, need to receive the truth in the love of it. You need to fall on the rock, Christ Jesus, and be broken. You need to become humble in spirit. It is the duty of every teacher and every father to cleanse the soul from everything that is untrue. You are not qualified to give a right training to your children. You will indulge them, allow them to have their own way, and spoil their faith in you and in their mother. Their mother is the true guardian of these children. Should they be left to your guidance, they would both be ruined. The mother has good judgment in the management of her children. She is discreet in her instruction. Your mother is the better judge as to which of you is best qualified to bring up these children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Were you to have the training of your children while you remain in your present condition, you would ruin their health and spoil their souls. You are not qualified for such a work, for your own mind is not under the influence of the Spirit of God. You need to humble your heart before the Lord. Satan has been your advisor for a long time and an active power in your life for the accomplishment of an evil work. Now is your time. Now is your opportunity to break with the enemy and place yourself under the full control of the Spirit of God. I pray that you will repent and be converted. What a course you have pursued! What a lot of falsehoods you have circulated that you might make the actions of your wife appear in the most objectionable light. But your wife has acted the part of a Christian in this time of trial and affliction. The love of God received into the heart has been a working agency in her life. I have written letters to you, inviting you to come to my home. We have been assured that your wife would have forgiven you if you had come to her and united with her in finding your bearings. You wrote me that you were sick, and I said everything I could to urge you to come to us. Your actions were such that you could not be surprised that we should suppose that you had partially lost your reason. I wrote you that you could take treatment at the sanitarium that is close beside us. I did not charge you with any design to do an evil work. Everything connected with that transaction is written in the books of heaven, and unless you repent and become converted, that account will come up before you at the judgment to exclude you from the city of God. I feel deeply grieved for your mother.